Well, thank you, and I will do the presentation in English. I hope that the French speakers will bear with me in this regard. I have tried to also select some French examples. The presentation can be shared with you afterwards. I've included a lot of hyperlinks into the presentation, and it might be interesting for you to have it. I'm Jane. As Joshua said, I come from an international NGO based in Denmark called International Media Support, and we work with media and securing an independent and free press in approximately 50 countries around the world. Our core mandate is freedom of expression, and we have worked with the UPR processes in several countries. I have especially been involved in the UPR process with people in Azerbaijan, but also people in Belarus. I have not been included in our process in Denmark, but maybe I should. But I will take you through this presentation. It should take about 30, 40 minutes, and the rest of the time we should leave for a discussion, and also for you to share with the rest of the group if you have particularly interesting experiences with using the different tools that I shall present. There will be tools that I cannot cover because there are hundreds out there, but we can also talk about that and how to find them, etc. So, why media and the UPR? Because media is crucial for basically advocating for human rights. So be it the UPR or other UN processes, I strongly recommend that civil society and NGOs get savvy in using media, working with the media sector and with new media tools. It's crucial for your public relations, for your outreach. It's crucial for providing the basic information and communication opportunities within your organization, within your coalitions, with your target groups, with politicians, with the media sectors, etc. It's also important for the collection of data. Yesterday we spent quite a lot of time on the monitoring process of the in-between the UPR, the reviews. So data collection, monitoring, etc. It's also very crucial to know about which tools are available and how you use them. And of course, outreach, advocacy, advocating for your cause, it's absolutely crucial these days. If you don't make other people aware of your existence, you basically don't exist. So, just this is just to a reminder of what we've been going through the last 3 days, the steps, the 5 steps in the 4-year UPR cycle. Where will you work with which media? As for the actual preparation of the reports in country, you know, you can work with social media and the press when you prepare your individual NGO reports, when you prepare the coalition report. You can try to lobby around the state institution, maybe the Human Rights Institute of your country. You can try to get access to their processes of their preparation of their report. Step two, when the country under review appears before the UPR working group, what can you do with media there? How can you lobby other countries, as we've also been talking about? You know, you can lobby through diplomatic representations in your country. You can lobby through your networks here in Geneva, embassies which are based here. When the report of the working group is prepared, how do you want to influence that process? When it's adopted by the Human Rights Council, and I think most importantly at the moment, in the follow-up processes to the second review of your country. So this is crucial. If you think about this cycle and how you will use media at the various steps, this is important, and it will sharpen your strategy. Also, a bit of a reminding slide of what we've been going through the past couple of days. a bit on coalitions and free open source software. Today there is a lot of software out there that you can just go and get it and you can download it. I strongly recommend that if you're building your coalition to use tools that are available online. Go and find out who in your country is working with similar issues as you are, who could you include in a coalition, use the search engines, you know, find out who they are, map them, put their names and contacts into a spreadsheet. Consider including media NGOs or freedom of expression organizations into your coalition, because in the media and freedom of expression NGOs, you will find like-minded people who often have Article 19 of the Declaration as their point of departure, the freedom of expression declaration. And often you also have within the media NGOs, you have quite savvy media people who could help the whole coalition get access to tools, share how you use these different tools, etc. How to get hold of them and when you found them, you know, you can use web, Skype, mass SMS, we will get to that later. And basically, you know, find out who the others are and make sure you have their contact details. There is one tool specifically that I would like to introduce for you. It's called Civic CRM. It's a so-called customer relationship management system. It's downloadable, it's free, and it stores the data on your own server, but it's basically a refined spreadsheet, but you can access it from everywhere. So if you are a little bit savvy about creating the overview of who you are in the coalition and how to contact them, you can actually have that available to you from anywhere in the world. So it's a little bit like a closed LinkedIn or something, but you're all linked into the same group and you can access each other from different places in the world. There's quite a good web page that I found. Unfortunately, I can only see that it's in English, but it's called New Tactics in Human Rights. It's an organization working exactly with, you know, learn new ways to reach your human rights goals, connect with other human rights defenders, develop your strategy, etc. So this is quite a nice web page where there are a lot of tools available on the sort of the overall level, not only with social media and media, but basically around sharpening your strategies for becoming a more effective NGO and coalition. Back to the media. Consider which media. What is media? Today we have a situation where media, the concept of media, the word media, it's in flux. Yesterday I had some people asking me, what do you mean, Jane, when you say media sectors and when you say use the media tools? And it's dangerous to distinguish today because everything is converging. But you could say that you have to make order out of the chaos, you have the mainstream media, and that's the sort of the ordinary press. These are the outlets in your country or internationally. It's radio, television, printed press, news, websites, it's national, it's international. So these are sort of the outlets, and the way that they differentiate from the rest of the media world is that you have professionals within those media, so there are also gatekeepers there, you know. So it's more difficult to work with them, but you have a blueprint of professionalism, and that's important today because today we're all mini journalists, we're all media producers through whatever tools we use online. But when I say mainstream media, I mean you work with professional journalists. Alternative media, this is sort of in between. Here we have the media NGOs, the community media, artist groups, etc. Don't forget about the artist groups. They're very clever. They're increasingly savvy in how to use media tools and how to make things fun, which is important today because people have very little time and people consume a lot of media. So you have to be very, you have to be special to be seen. You have to have something that people haven't seen before. Also, investigative journalism, I just want to stress it. Consider if you are working with specific causes, consider finding out if you have investigative journalists in your country who are also investigating issues of human rights. Investigative journalists, they are excellent to work with if they are investigating causes and cases that are parallel to what you do. So you can find a lot of resources within those networks. And then, of course, the social media tools. There are hundreds out there. Some of them are free, some of them are open source, some of them are at a cost. But I'll walk you through some of them.